In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So our story today in the gospel is about recognizing divine light in the face of fear, in the face of uncertainty, in the face of doubt, in the face of sorrow. Jesus sends the disciples ahead of him on a boat so that he could have some time to himself to pray and to meditate and to rest after a very long day. And when Jesus was physically and spiritually refreshed in his human nature, he goes to meet his disciples on the sea. Now, meanwhile, the disciples have been trying to cross the Sea of Galilee in a windstorm, big waves, in the middle of the night, complete darkness, with no lights, no compass, no motor, no GPS, and they are afraid and uncertain and anxious and full of doubt and experiencing sorrow. Those darkest of human experiences. And it says it's the fourth watch of the night, which is a way of saying it's gone on a long time. This wasn't 10 minutes and done. And of course, you know how your brain plays tricks on you in the middle of the night, right? Everything seems worse and confusing and beyond repair in the middle of the night. That's what the disciples are experiencing. Now, all of this is not just a one-time experience of a dozen men 2,000 years ago. It also functions as a parable for life. There's a spiritual and a universal human dimension and lesson to this event, even for us today. The long night, the contrary wind, the pounding waves, the fear and the sorrow are all also symbolic of the vagaries and the sufferings and the anxieties of life in this world, of your life when you face these things. The dark night and the contrary wind are universal symbols of what each of us sometimes face in this world. And now the solution, the cure, the antidote to this fear and this sorrow, then, is to see and to recognize Christ in your life, Christ in your presence. And it's not just enough to see Christ. The disciples in the boat saw Jesus, and before they recognized the Savior, they were more afraid. It's a ghost, they scream. When we don't recognize the compassionate, tender nature of God, which is to say, when we don't believe the true nature of God as merciful and as kind, God's appearance will make us all the more afraid, which is not what God wants for us, which is why Jesus immediately calms their fears. Immediately, it says. And afterwards, when the disciples not only see, but recognize Jesus, then they are enlightened. Then they are soothed. It's in the recognition that they find healing from this fear. In fact, Peter is so empowered by his recognition of Jesus, he walks on the water himself. Peter tramples on the storm. Peter conquers his darkness, at least while he's focused on Christ, on the giver of light. Peter not only overcomes his fear of the contrary wind, he steps right on it. And notice Peter's recognition of Jesus didn't cause the wind to stop. It didn't cause the darkness to go away. It's still night. There's still a contrary wind, which will catch him in a minute. But rather, recognition of Jesus allowed Peter to conquer those things. I mean, to quite literally step on them with his shoe. So if the key to conquering darkness is to both see and recognize Jesus Christ in your life, how do you do that? Where do I look? It's not often that Jesus comes walking on water towards us. Well, according to the prayer, O Heavenly King, God is everywhere present, filling all things. We talk about finding God in nature, and the church emphasizes that in August with the blessing of fruit and flowers. We speak of seeing God in our neighbor. We declare that God is encountered in liturgy and sacrament, in prayer, and in meditation, and in service to others, in all manner of ways in this life. But like the disciples in the boat who saw Jesus but didn't recognize him at first, how do we recognize God in these things? Well, I'm not sure I can describe that to you. St. Basil the Great said, "It is impossible to verbally describe the sweetness of honey to someone who's never tasted honey. They can't be communicated by teaching," he says. Likewise, encountering and recognizing the goodness of God can't be taught, only experienced. Only experienced, so says St. Basil the Great. So while I can't teach you how you can experience the light and sweetness of God, I can say that once you do experience the sweetness of God directly in your life, you'll soon start to recognize God everywhere. Once you taste the honey, you'll never not. But to get you started, I will share a time I saw God quite recently. Michelle and I just got back from a trip to the coast of Maine. And on our arrival day, we stopped at Pemaquid Beach and were walking along in the sand. And we passed by two brothers playing with a boy from a different family. At one point, the two brothers got into inner tubes that they had, and they tried to push themselves out into the water. Only problem was the inner tubes were big and the kids were small and their hands didn't reach the water, so they couldn't really get themselves out. So one of the brothers turned to the third boy and said, Friend, can you push us out, friend? So this friend from the other family does push them out where they wanted to be. And the first boy says, "Thank you, friend. By the way, friend, what's your name?" And in that interaction, for some reason, I saw God. I saw God because these boys were already united in a common bond of friendship before they even knew each other's names. And the amount of times this boy said the word friend was just precious. Their shared humanity, their shared joy was enough. It was enough for them. That's all they needed. And I saw a glimpse of God in that, and it refreshed my faith in humanity as well. And I think my point is it's not always going to be the Son of God walking on water in my hour of greatest darkness. Sometimes we see God in some child's humanity at the end of a very long day of Uber rides and airports and TSA lines and time changes. And then overhearing a call of friend. Friend. It's the sweetness of the divine honey in that hour. But once you've tasted the divine honey, once you've seen and recognized Jesus present in your life, you'll start to see God more and more often. A person can even learn to see God everywhere. As we learn to see God in the little things more and more and more often, then when your long hour of darkness comes, when that fourth watch of the night has been contrary over and over and over again, when we've gotten in the habit of seeing God in the small things, then when the big things come, when the winds of life are contrary and the waves are beating your boat, so to speak, then a person can more readily see and recognize the sweet presence and light of Jesus Christ coming into the midst of it all. Amen.